microphone master. The most innovative, understated, brothers out to pasture. Dollars up, let's get your bet. You ain't heard this much future yet. The truth is said, they love plays rock in the movement set. It's dub CNN, what can you expect? But the illest on the internet, the realest on your neck. Bang your head to the left and you just hearing the press. East Coast, worldwide, to the south side, back to the west. Focus, focus on these microphones, pipe right to your home. Abracadabra, mastery, magic, bringing light to the zone. This ain't your regular radio podcast, a meeting of the minds. We are planting seedlings in the line, hip-hop feeding the blind. And with this moment in time, we hope you keep with the rhyme. Hip-hop ain't dead, aspiration is breathing, it's fine. It's time now for what you've been waiting to go live. Micromaster, J-Lo, place rock, banging and fine.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on dubcnn.com. Back for another wonderful episode. I'm Jay Love, and by me is my partner in crime, Blaze Rock. What is good, man?
What it do, bruh? What it do, bruh?
Oh, man. You know, I wanted to kind of start this off. Nobody can see me, obviously, but I'm doing a salute right now. We have Independence Day. By the time y'all listen to this, Independence Day will have passed, but we are recording this on the kind of the eve of Independence Day, so to speak.
And we ain't talking about that alien movie. Just keep it free.
And I wanted to say, for as much as there are a lot of things that we can point out about the flaws, the inequalities of here in the States, but it's a great country to live in, and the opportunities, and I'm trying to relate this to music a little bit as well. Independence Day, in the sense of with the way that the industry has been shifting over the last few years, and there's a lot more opportunity for artists to try to just let their music be heard. Good music be heard, but also with independence, sometimes you get the folks that are lacking, to say the least, that can also let their music be heard. Krishan. So it's just one of those things where Independence Day, we're blessed to be here, to be able to express ourselves in this way. So Independence Day, so happy birthday to the country. And to some of y'all folks doing that lackluster stuff, we don't salute you, but those folks that are using that, the independent spirit with their good music to try to spread the word, that is always to be seen.
Hey, nah, you know what though? I salute those people with the lackluster. I do.
Okay.
I salute them, because I mean, what else would we have to make fun of if not for those people who strive to make the corniest, terriblest, wackiest stuff they possibly can. I mean, Krishan. I don't even know how to pronounce this heifer's name, yo.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, what's pissing me off with her, though? I mean, all right, she's garbage, flat garbage, flat garbage. And I can't stress how much flat garbage she is. But, dude, like, what project heifer did she get that name from? You know what I'm saying? You know this little white girl did not just come up and her mom's just named her that out the blue. I don't give a care how good her mom and dad might be. That's just not a name that a certain Caucasian young lady from California just receives from birth. To top it off, she's just terrible, yo. I mean, sometimes I can be kind of tolerant of, you know, less than stylish or less lyrics, or, you know what I'm saying? I like Young Jeezy, you know what I'm saying? You want to get down to it. But when you're talking about just terribly bad, just talking for the sake of saying something, get off of here.
I'm with you there. And so speaking of that, we gonna get into a couple of tracks real quick, get down to business, kind of apropos, or should I say, Down to Business by Animal Farm. I think this beat is really knocking. I think y'all gonna like it. And then one of my MCs on the radar, so to speak, this is Gangsta Love by Yellow Wolf featuring See High to Prince. I really like this track. I don't know if you got a chance to hear it yet, Blaze, but you know, I'm curious to see, maybe if not today, then maybe down the road, what you really think of it. But Down to Business, Animal Farm, Gangsta of Love, Yellow Wolf featuring See High to Prince. You're listening to Dub CNN Radio.
Yeah.
To the show to get down for the people, so please don't just stand around like a free throw. You grew up dreaming about thugs constant, but this is hip hop, not a mean mug contest. I know you're staring cause I actually rap, and don't lip sync with vocals back in my tracks.
No,
And it's apparent that you're actually whack if you turn on the radio and think that's where it's at.
What it seems ain't what it is, but what it is little kids getting in where they ain't fitting in by big biz. Mending threads to trends that's never ending. Pretending for acceptance, a pretend friend befriending. A tragic storyline, systematic lemmings. Punched up the line for mock thug beheadings. New beginning, rewind, hey yo, take two. I mean, how far you think you can take it for it takes you?
Let's get down to business. Pimps and hoes, what is this? Everything's fictitious. Let's get down.
Let's get down.
Let's get down to business. Drugs and guns, what is this? Everything's fictitious. Let's get down.
Let's get down.
These kids will follow you whatever you do.
You're a crypt, they're at your concerts in blue. And if you wore some clown makeup, then they probably would too. You're not part of any movement, just the marketing ruse. Partly the truth, but exaggerated the women in crime. I forgot you're all brainwashed, must have slipped my mind. Now the planets all seem misaligned. I'm not saying you're all stupid, the glove just seems to fit you fine.
One of a kind, not in this paradigm where frontin' is fine as long as kids identify with the marketing schemes they be targeting teens. It's hard to believe, but it's hard as we lead. Folks are not just listening, but watch the publicity. And of course, the industry wants to define identity with a limited scope. Imitation is dope. Keep them on the plantation with no means beyond hope.
Let's get down to business. Pimps and hoes, what is this? Everything's fictitious. Let's get down.
Let's get down.
Let's get down to business. Drugs and guns, what is this? Everything's fictitious. Let's get down.
Let's get down.
It's a little bit illiterate, read between the replicates. Schoolyard sentiment, ghost write the pistol whip. Loose grips relative, fostering imposters. Target market backlash, cookie cutter posture. Leaves a big impression on a young identity crisis. Learning to walk like a man and left to his own devices. Co-signing all enamored with the sound of the hammer cock. The cameras pop, nothing but glamour shots.
Riding like a cat up in the thunder, man. Wonder with a thunder hand. Lightning in the face of wasted spaces, who don't understand. Like Zeus with a vengeance. Excuse the inventive nature of the flavor you ain't used to in a sentence. Cruise through the senseless, deaf and defenseless. Kick him in the chest when he open my friendship. Priorities change when they open up their fences. Pleasing with the sound, that be easing up their tension.
Shady, please stand up and tell these motherfuckers why I got time. Cause I'm on the verge of slapping one of these white boys out here trying to imitate my crime. And if you feel offended when I say that, fuck you, say something back. What do I gotta lose? I'm already the underdog. Why wouldn't I give you the opportunity to rap? Fuck boy, I'm harder than your mama's fuck toy. And she's still bitching. I'm sicker than a chicken sitting in shit, sticking itself with a syringe in a Japanese kitchen. Get some, I got the cookie bitch, get crumbs. Yeah, hear the shady click come. They say I'm a dickhead, well it fits, why? Cause I'ma fuck this pussy gas game up till she gets numb. Many of any styles that I pick from. Fuck it, just give me kick drum. It's yellow if ain't a rapper, I'm a catacalist. Make culturally offensive, don't give a shit bomb, it's dumb. So put your money on a Bama boy, the 20 west of Atlanta boy. You wanna write in my name, prepare for the 18 with the winds. Get a grip on the bicycle, handlebar. Chevrolet out the garage. I'm killing them A to Z lately, KP. You might get a hickey from Nicki Minaj. Fuck them all with a sandpaper dick. I dare anybody to command to the disc. You couldn't hold a flame to my name, bitch. I wouldn't even let you hold a bit to my cancerous stick. I'm treating rappers like loose chains and shoestring belts that I lost in the cracks on my couch. Like I didn't even know I had that until you made it obvious you bit what I came out with.
That's why they call me Yellow Wolf and I. On top, don't wonder why. Cause I'm rock and roll, stop, drop and roll. That's why they call me
Gangsta Love.
Top two seed, looking like an American missile seeker. Got black cat packs in my dungarees. Yeah, I'm a lot of fuse underneath the disbeliever. Say you don't give a shit, cause I don't give two shits neither. You better let it go, I'm already at your funeral. Walking with a rose like Wiz Khalifa. Yes, sir, I'm bona fide. I'ma go ahead and live, cause I know I'm gonna die. And if you wanna live, baby, get up in the whip. I don't know what I can give, but I know I'm gonna try. Whatever it is, girl, you know I'm gonna buy. But you know that's a fib, yeah, you know that's a lie. What I buy you, drive through, pop pies. Tell me, do you wanna grill, or do you wanna fry? I'm doing this like I knew I would, and you did too, so you knew I did. If I never got a cosign, I'd be at your throat, cause I'm dope, and it don't matter who I'm with. Ripping that area code 256, white trash girls, weak whip, do I live? Because they know Yellow Wolf can't be fucked with, but it don't take an asshole to see that shit.
All the girls by me,
that's common sense.
Walk down the theaters, that get themselves together. They get themselves together.
That's why they call me
Gangsta Love.
Yellow Wolf and I, on top, don't wonder why. Stop, drop,
and
roll. That's why they call me.
Radio show on GovCNN.com. We love technology, and I'm happy that we did get this first, the inaugural version of this going on. My boy Rich Nix from my crew, the Under, he is stepping out of the zone. He lives out in Fresno, repping Fresno, doing his thing, and he has a project, and I want to just catch up with my boy, man. So Rich Nix, what's going on with you, man?
Hey, love, what's happening, bro? What's good?
Oh, man, you know how we do it.
Yeah, man, we go way back like flapjacks, man. It's nothing, man. You know, it's family right here. What's going on?
Well, speaking of that family, we want to talk to you real quick about the project that you have that just dropped. It's the 559 Network. Talk to us a little bit about it. We played, and I was selfish playing this track a couple of episodes ago, played Speaker Grills, the remix, because you know your boy was on it. But tell me a little bit about the 559 Network, the project, and the concept behind it, man.
Basically, you know what? Where it started off was, man, I've been out in the Valley, Fresno, Central Cali, like the last 9-10 years plus, you know what I'm saying? And the music scene, music industry, and the artists as a whole, it really wasn't unified, man. You know, everybody was doing their own little thing, going their own little direction. So what I decided to do, man, is to try to do my part and try to connect the artists, man, you know what I mean? Because we need unity, man, to move mountains, you know what I'm saying? So I basically got the best artists out there that I felt that was really pushing, you know, got with some artists, and we just put together the 559 Network, which is the movement, and basically it's about unity, man, getting all the artists together out in the valley, you know what I mean, those that are really hungry and really didn't have any other left, you know, as far as music-wise, you know, to, you know, join the team or whatnot and carry on this push that we're going, man. It's a lot of talent out there, you know what I'm saying? So I've been around there long enough to where I was able to sit back and see who's doing what. You know, and I, you know, came up with the 559 Network, got some dope artists, singers, and rappers, hip hop, you know what I mean? And we rocking as a unit right now, and just shit. That's what the Valley Kings, the first volume one is right now. That's what that's about. So we got volume two coming.
That's what's up. Hey, I just want to say, seriously, I'm proud of you, man, because we talked a little bit earlier, and you were saying that you have some things and something to kind of report. You're able to kind of do some distribution, a digital distribution thing going on, so congratulations on that. Talk about the pressure, or if any, that puts on you to make sure that now that you're having a little bit more of a wider reach to be able to come through and be successful. Talk about that a sec, man.
Yeah, you know what? Now is like really crunch time. It's really not with the distribution deal or whatnot. Basically, the Valley's going to be highlighted a little bit more, you know, be brought out to the rest of the world to see. So with that, you know, we really got to focus on, like, the next project I'm dropping is going to be really more hands-on. This last project was a compilation, you know, some artists just submitted music, which is cool, you know, and everything for that one. But this one, I got to make sure that every song is, you know, to my standard at least. You know what I mean? Not saying the last one wasn't, it was, but even to the next level. Because, you know, now a lot of the light is on us. And so, you know, I don't want them to feel like they did a wrong thing by, you know, signing me to with this deal or everything. You know what I mean? So we got to really push hard for this next one. And right now it's buzzing. You know what I'm saying? We got there buzzing. We got a couple videos out right now. And this next project will be even crazier than this first one, man. I'm telling you, trust me. So that's what's up.
Well, yeah, man. Well, hey, seriously, we got to shoot me some more stuff because, you know, we're going to get it spun on there. The same way that you got high standards for the next project, Blaze and I, we always got high standards, too. So you know how we do it,
plus,
man.
Plus, we got high expectations, though. We looking for – we want to hear that bang. And if we don't, you know, we're going to be like, hey, so what's up?
Hey, I got to tell everybody to listen to this, though, man. Make sure you go check out on YouTube – the Face Down video, Rich Nix, the 559 Network. The song is called Face Down, man. And believe it, that's a banger right there. And fellas, if your girl is around, make sure they go to the other room when they see this, because, you know, they might get mad. You know, it's a little something in there, but it's a little bit for mature audiences and everything. But a lot of booty, y'all won't be disappointed in that video. Trust me. So, Face Down, that's the push right now we got going on. I'm telling you. Yes.
Well, that's what's up. Yo, Rich Nix, thanks for joining us real quick. We're going to get into a couple quick songs, couple more songs. Grown Man Biz by Direct, and then Ghetto Dreams. It's a couple Common tracks a couple weeks in a row. So Ghetto Dreams featuring Common and Nas. And so Rich Nix, thanks again. Y'all, you're listening to Dub CNN. This is Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
About 10 years ago, I was locked in a den. My only friend was Michael Jackson and some rap named Ben. Dropped the mixtape and somehow I got like 10,000 friends. Out of my presence, dust off my feet if you and asking for repentance. I love what I do and do what I do, cause in due time I hope you'll be a member of my crew. Sound peculiar, not familiar. They say if you hit untouchy topics, then the people won't feel ya. Ice grill ya, I won't melt though. Rather give air play to the death than sound so-so. Burn with a purpose, so don't think you ever heard this. You get the gas face and I'll charge you for self-service. Let's check it in the furnace. We can tell we'll go neck to neck, and some profits will have to pay their debts. What's left the revenue? Hopefully not residue. Yeah, I got the 301, but homie, he was meant for you. Be quick to listen, slow to speak. Jesus' name reign forever, partner, say la vie, move. Slide off, let it go, 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 let it go
good and cook good. Cinderella fancy, but she still look hood. Butt naked in the kitchen flipping pancakes. Plus she tricking off the dough that a man makes. We got our own handshake, her titties ain't fake. Fucking in the car cause we just can't wait to get home. Early in the morning, getting stoned. Pretty with her eyes low, money by a Bible. The type of bitch that Big said he would die for. Is the type that I'd rather stay alive for. Tats on her back, looking all tribal. She no shoes, like she no survival. Well put together, she weathered the storm. Seen her brother die, so forever she strong. Hit Beyonce's song and she gotta perform. Whether fucking or fighting, we getting it on.
Ghetto dreams, ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto niggas dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto niggas dreams. Ghetto dreams. Ghetto, ghetto niggas dreams. From the hood.
I don't even say shit, she can feel it. I talk's the realest, toenails acrylic. Ass is a weapon and it's hard to conceal it. Baby in one arms, the other is a skillet. Fried chicken macaroni, raised on the back of Stony. Ghetto Prince, she's my abalone. Like chick that had the back of Tony. Montana, reminded me of me, of my mama. Knowing the drama like she know when the joke. Still a nigga squares not want me to smoke. I poke my head out of business. My sweet sister streets and I know who my friends is. Endless love for the money, power and clothes. My ghetto housewife watch reality shows. She might get to snapping if the cabinets ain't closed. When the camera snaps snapping, she ready to pose.
Ghetto dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto niggas dreams. Ghetto, ghetto dreams. Ghetto dreams, ghetto, ghetto niggas dreams. From the hood.
I notice all my flaws when it come to writing rhymes. Subject matter be changing too quickly at times. So I keep it strictly about dimes and stick to the story. Call me a pro in the pussy category. Had explicit experiences I shouldn't mention. For me, getting women turned from sport to addiction. Powerful women playing the roles of submission. Lawyers on leashes, congresswomen inflicting pain on them. I gave one of them, I'm sadistic. They liked it, they liked it, devices twisted. Till I get a nice chick to get me on some nice shit. Crib raising kids, Labrador behind a white fence. But I'm still single, looking for Cleopatra, African queen. Yo, look at me, I'm a bachelor. Y'all niggas in trouble, keep your girls behind closed doors. Cross your fingers, be happy, I haven't chose yours. She love glamour, bought a Vera Wang sandals. Valentino bags, it's my etiquette. My man is half hood, half class. Photographers, cameras, caught us out there. The spotlight, hope she can handle. She can join me red carpet at my next non-profit. Event having sponsored by some alcohol product. Jumping out of Bentley with some fresh red bottoms. You lived your dream with me when you were just in the projects.
Dreams. Dreams.
Listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So what you just heard was Grown Man Biz. We have brought off that. We played that about a month or so ago. So that I love that track. That track is kind of dope. And the Ghetto Dreams with Common and Nas. Common has always had that, except for the Electric Circus album. He's always had a little bit of that MC Edge to him. So it's not uncommon, pun intended, for him to sound kind of aggressive on the track.
Yeah, Common's just a dope MC, and I still adhere to the concept that a dope MC can do anything. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter what type of music they typically do, they can probably do practically anything and make it sound like it's supposed to. So yeah, I'm always excited when I hear stuff like that. So you know, what can we do?
Speaking of dope MC, I wanted to ask you a quick question. I was thinking, and I agree with you. Dope MC is a dope MC no matter what. But for the longest time, hip hop has been about that. The bravado, about the machismo in terms of how you gotta be the dopest MC, and it's all about your female conquests and all that stuff too. Well, I remember when 50 came at Ja Rule and was really trying to just really be just trying to end the dude's career, which he essentially did. And now it makes me think of when you have artists that there was, I forget the dude's name, that had the, was rocking like the pink headphones, and you have dudes that are just
Oh, you're talking about Charles Hamilton.
Charles Hamilton. I'm just curious, what do you think about does bravado still have a place in hip hop? When you think of, say, like a Drake, Drake isn't the most, he's not on some I'm gonna beat you down type stuff like a like some artists that try to come across as if they're the hardest dude in the world and seeing some success. And I don't mean success as in numbers, but success as in interest from different fans in different pockets of the country or the world. So do you think machismo or bravado means as much as it used to in hip hop?
Well, you know what? I honestly think that the people listening to the music no longer care. It isn't like a comic book anymore. Yeah, I think for a while, you know, we used to really just kind of get into artists and as much stuff as they say or whatever because of a sort of a comic relation to it. You know, you felt like, oh, these folks are larger than life. And I think a lot of these cats now really just aren't, and they don't have that charisma, that style, that personality. I think they just fulfill a nice, soft, common connection, and people are fine with that. Me personally, I'm not, but... I just think that's the direction that music is going. Everything's so nice, and nobody wants to be confrontational. Everybody wants to be controversial and shocking, but they don't want to be they don't want to make you too angry. They don't want to make you feel uncomfortable. And you know, I don't know. I think I'm just lost, man. I'm not even that old, but I feel like I'm in a whole different like wavelength than what is considered popular hip-hop at this point. So I think bravado has a place, but I think the type of bravado is completely different than what it used to be.
Yeah, because I think back to like the feel of an Annie Up with M.O.P. and just the vibe of those types of tracks, and just where it makes you wanna hurt somebody. It makes you some of the shows that we've been to where you hold up the chair and you just really getting amped and doing your thing because of the type of music that not only you do, but when we combine it with the type of music that we do as well, tends to be more on that adrenaline feel type of feel to it. And I'm on your side. I think that bravado needs to kind of find its way back. I think of old school artists, and we're going to get into that in a little bit about old school, where do you draw the line? But artists like Big Daddy Kane, even though he wasn't trying to punch your face in, but there was a bravado. There was something that oozed from his kind of personality or whatever the correct term is that made you say, okay, Big Daddy, or even Nas or some of these other artists. And I think definitely it's kind of started to this. There's a leak somewhere. We need to kind of fix it and plug it up so we can get that bravado and that machismo back in hip hop.
But I think everybody's just, I mean, dude, I'm going to sound foul when I say this, but I think it's another part of the sissification of the United States of America. You know what I'm saying? Everything now is, oh, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and oh, if you're a loser, you're still a winner, and all that other corny. I can't get with that. Yeah. And I think that's reflecting in all aspects of our society, bro. I think it's bad business. I think we're heading down that direction where we're sounding like a bunch of chicks, dude. No offense to the female population. But I'm saying as men, I mean, okay, honestly, as men, you know, there's certain things that I maybe was raised, and most countries, most cultures, don't recognize as masculine qualities or masculine attitude. And I'm not saying every man has to be like, yeah, son, I'm the bomb. You know, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that there's a certain confidence, there's a certain bravado that, you know, that a forward-thinking man has to maintain. And there's certain things that me and my wife don't do the same. And they should not be that way. And
speak
I think we get into that direction where it's taking over society. And no matter what people like to experience, no matter what people like to say, hip-hop is still a mirror of the society that it lives in. And that's what's going on in our society right now. I mean, that's what's okay now. And, you know, I don't remember when I was younger, dudes being able to wear hoop earrings. And I mean, okay. I mean them long, you know, the big bamboo ones. Yeah, I don't remember that. I remember that if a dude wore the small hoop, even, you know, everybody's kind of like,
yeah.
if you didn't know, dude, and that dude might have like 80 different girls because he was like, yo, I just like these earrings. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, and then, you know, that was when everybody was tripping about if you only have one earring, you have to wear it in one in a particular ear and all that. Okay, but now you got dudes running around with bob haircuts. you know, like girls. You got, you know, you got them running around with the hoop earrings, tight pants, and you got them with the short, you know, with the woman sleeve shirts. I'm not clowning when I say that, but that's what they are. Yeah. And so I think hip hop is starting to reflect that attitude. And I mean, like it or not, that's where we are in our society. That's where we are in hip hop.
And it's almost interesting as well, kind of maybe another comment on social, when a lot in the hip hop community, because it is primarily, the audience is primarily black in terms of the artists that are trying to come out of their circumstances. But a lot of fathers aren't in those homes, and so they're raised by the women, and then what do they see? And they're trying to be a man, but they're trying to do what they see. So maybe they have a little bit more of that feminine side that they maybe embrace, or that they're kind of drawn to because they're around women all the time. It could
absolutely
be something.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so we're going to get into a couple more tracks. We're going to hit you with a triple shot. This one is it's called Life by Riddler. Then Good Karma by A+. This track's a couple years old, but it doesn't matter what the age is. We're going to get into that in a second. If it's good music, it's good music.
Absolutely.
And then this is a posthumous, I think is the way to say it, track by Pimp C featuring Slim Thug. It's called Find the Things. So get into these. So Riddler, A+, Pimp C featuring Slim Thug. You are listening to the Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Yes, sir.
Keep my brain waves out of sync. Gotta write at 16, but I don't wanna think. And fuck riding the waves if I just wanna sink. Life, what is its importance to me? If I can see the forecast of tomorrow through a fortune cookie. Contemplated suicide, but of course it took me 10 minutes to evaluate the offer. Life, how do I explain? How am I imprisoned through the vision on my brain? How can I exhilarate my living through the pain? How can I regenerate my limit through the game? I've been on the journey, learning ways to forgive myself. They say that karma will return, so I give my help. Life, cipher this shit. Even the greatest rapper living know that life is a bitch. Life is a bitch. They say it's kinda hard to keep your head above the water. I spit an image of my father trying to be a baller. Guess he wasn't trying to be a solder to his family. I'm venting, I just hope he understands me. Life, why am I entitled to? All I do is write a few verses, dispersing the hurt in my idle view. Knowing I can never settle the score. Used to always be like my daddy's better than yours. Used to always paint pictures in my mental. Pictures I really couldn't erase unless I drew it with a pencil. Learned to be a man, but really wasn't gentle. A simplicity that wasn't simple. Life, that of which brings breath to a man. But if breath is taken, you know the depths are waiting. This is destination, cipher this shit. Even the greatest rapper living know that life is a bitch. Life is a bitch. I was only in it for the image, plus the limelight. My fair share of the narrow to ensure my mom's right. My fair share of the bling, fair share of the cars, fair share of the gear, fair share of the bras, fair share of the crib. Shit, I'm trying to be a star, but how can man focus if he trying to be it all? And failure, I ain't trying to see it all. Cause if the money just plummets to nothing, then the crowd will be appalled. Life, people ain't concerned to deviate. Cause only when it's threatened is when they learn to appreciate. And even some say it's like a box of chocolate. And say if there's a key, then who hide the locksmith? And the reason why summer get high is the cockpit. Drake blazing herb, who hide the botanist? Life, everybody cipher this shit. Even the greatest rapper living know that life is a bitch. Life is a bitch. Life is a bitch.
Up, here's one for the road. A+ little bro with a tongue full of soul. I roll, ready to flow when I come in the dough. Small frame, but it helps being hung to the flow. Oh, around my way they call me Good Time Charlie. Low key so police won't put time on me. Lace my own boots, spit shine on me. Never would I pull a move against my homie. Never
I've been a low life his whole life. I do more than just hold mics under the disco lights. People done helped me, so I help the needy. If you know me, you know I'm neither selfish or greedy. Some people think they shit don't stink, but it does. They don't wash their hands in the sink, ain't thinking to flush. That's very unsanitary lifestyle, sad and scary. But I come with interplanetary vocabulary. The voices in my head, this is what they said. Be a good man, keep your karma up. Everything you did, the energy you send, catches up in the end. So keep your karma up. Tripping off hurt, don't worry about him. Feel good in your skin and keep your karma up. Eyes open wide, don't sleep, cause it can harm you. Nothing is impossible, keep your good karma. I made my share of mistakes, but we're supposed to. It's a growth tool. The drama that we go through is so cruel sometimes, but feel me, it's a blessing. Cause we hard-headed, that's how we really learn our lessons. Embrace your pain and your fate will change. Then you truly lace with gain. But if hate's your thing, then I feel sorry for you, even empathetic. It's sad to know some people is leaving before they get it. Not believing where they headed. They Bobby Brown in it. They prerogative how they live and how they get out of it. Some cats hear good and they don't like the sound of it. Some people is genuine and other people counterfeit. I can't call it, I just keep my name silent. Feed my brain knowledge and proceed to gain off it. And you could never ask Adam about no backstabbing. I'm just chilling, making tracks, laughing, taking stabs at them like the voices in my head, this is what they said. Be a good man, keep your karma up. Everything you did, the energy you send, catches up in the end. So keep your karma up. Quit tripping on hurt, don't worry about him. Feel good in your skin and keep your karma up. Eyes open wide, don't sleep, cause it can harm you. Nothing is impossible, keep your good karma. The voices in my head, this is what they said. Be a good man, keep your karma up. Everything you did, the energy you send, catches up in the end. So keep your karma up. Quit tripping on hurt, don't worry about him. Good in your skin and keep your karma up. Eyes open wide, don't sleep, cause it can harm you. Nothing is impossible, baby. You're good, rain down and down.
I miss with you good, cause you got it going on. When I was locked up in that hell, you was taking them trips. While them other niggas brawls was out there shaking their hips. Not in the club, I could see them dancing for tips. But they was out freaking for free. Now, baby, ain't that a trip? You the princess of the south, and I gotta be the king. So, girl, you might as well get used to having finer things, baby.
Out change. Partners looking at me like, Doug, you gone, man. I can't deny it or hide it. This chick so tough. Only thing on my mind is trying to fuck. They say do what make you happy, right? So for now, I'm in simp mode, sleeping up another day.
How to get your dough out. Nigga told so many lies that when I told you the truth, it was valuable to you like I bought a GT coupe. Not to mention I'm USDA. I got the meat and I'm highly respected. I'm out protected in the streets. You representing me, that's why you gotta ride right. That's why we slamming Manchester dough. That's why we staying draped in ice. It's going down.
Oh,
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. So now, I remember there was a time when a song would be out for about a year, and if somebody heard it, man, I haven't heard that song in a while. That song is old school. Or maybe 3 years. Oh, that song came out 3 years ago. That song is old school. And we have now, hip hop is of the age where you can have those old school radio stations where they're primarily playing things that aren't in the top four, that haven't been, you know, for whatever their line of demarcation is. But I'm curious, what would you define? When does a song become old school? How old does it have to be before it can be placed into that category of old school?
Nowadays? I don't even know, bro. Because, I mean, you know what? Like, every time you turn around, people are like, old school, and the song is, like, from 2005.
Right.
And I don't get it. I mean, I don't have an answer for that. I mean, because I always felt like when people refer to things as old school or not, you know, or new school, I always thought it was sort of stupid. It's sort of stupid because, I mean, how do you determine what's new, what's old, or otherwise? I don't know. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I'm at a loss.
Yeah, it's funny to me, and whenever I think of old school, and this is, you know, for all my brown folks out there, all my Hispanic folks, I always think of, it's funny because, and this is somebody that we're probably hopefully going to have on the show in the coming weeks, but like, for example, if I'm listening to Everlasting Bass by Rodney Owen and Joe Cooley,
right,
and I turn to the side, it's usually a Hispanic dude that's bumping it.
Right.
Where, and so it's almost that when it comes, however that happens, when it happens, if it's all of a sudden on the fourth full moon of the trisector of this, that, and the other, and it crosses into that old school sector, and then it seems like black folk listen to it a little bit less, and then other nationalities might listen to it a little bit more. I don't know what.
That's partly because black folks, we always like to pretend like we knew it was cracking first. We always want to be like, yeah, we was bumping that last year. So. It's just like right now on the internet, planking has become this big deal to folks, and you know, you get them jerk offs on the internet that, oh, that's so old, that's so old, that's late, you know. So
yeah.
What? Who cares? You know, I think that happens with black folks with music. And plus, my other problem is, black folks on the real, we don't hold on to music for long at all. Like, we be like, oh yeah, that came out last year. Oh, that's old. I don't even listen to that old stuff. Are you serious, dude?
Yeah,
that's why hip-hop albums a lot of time will come out, bam, 500,000 people buy it, bam, the next week, 5,000.
Yes, I think you got a point
there.
That's how I feel. That goes into like a discussion about hip-hop being disposable, because it's always about on to the next one, on to the next one, on to the next one.
Jay-Z.
Well, we're going to get into a quick song. This is called The Alien Song. I know the title is kind of odd, y'all, but I think the track itself is kind of cool. It's featuring Kosher Dills and a litany of other artists that I do not care to name, but the track is dope. So it's called The Alien Song by Kosher Dills, et al. And so this is Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
Payday, yes, out of space, sir. Heyday. Aliens invading my equation, not a layaway. Sacred, safe, and secret. Hidden, so believing. Master plan, confident. Not conceited. Purchase illegal with no receipt. If prayer come in handy, definitely needed. Squeezing, running out of time. 24 hours to live. Landing, milk and honey. 25 hours behind. 30 minutes, supper time. Still on the run like Capadine. I'm finding the rhyme. I stay on my grind. Visit family before I am abducted and die. One press release for all my musical pride. Confusing Jewish design. Mason to a Martian. Losing my mind. Two snakes, one apple in a garden. Half an Adam and Eve. I breathe if I can find my arm's length. I might even have a couple of these tricks up my sleeve. Tricks up my sleeve. I'm an alien abducted. Not known to trust if volcanoes erupted. Molars versus cutters. Human mass disguises. Those that actually function. If we're all gonna die, I would already say something. I'm an alien. Abducted, not known to trust if volcanoes erupted, molars versus cusps, human mass disguise, those that actually function. If we're all gonna die, I would already say something. Mars and Jupiter, Big Bang, the Cupid word, stupid curse, I'll sit on making spit pile pools. Reflection of Jesus in my soup lentil, I'm a mensch that wasn't meant to have met you. Root
root for Earthland, American Yanks before the Mets do. X on your hand, do they accept you, expect you? Don't know the alphabet, an alien, no regret to bring you to the land of Alpha. And I bet you will be sacrificed to aliens, not gentle. Sin City, Cincinnati, Bengal, Midwest, Cesspool Park, echo from the Vestal. And my man Killer Priest will bless you. Young HS on your chest, not essential. Holocaust took 6 mil, now there's 4 billion potential. Astronaut, walk the moon, see the light again. The good sun rise, and I hope to see my life again.
I'm an alien abducted, not known to trust it. Volcanoes erupted, molars versus cutters. Human mass disguise, those that actually function. If we're all gonna die, I would already say something. I'm an alien abducted, not known to trust it. Volcanoes erupted, molars versus cutters. Human mass disguise, those that actually function. If we're all gonna die, I would already say something.
Like, does he play the trumpet, or did he play the sax? Thought I heard it on a track. What kind of shit is that? I'm trying to bring it back, trying to say some abstract shit, but I can't, cause I'm simple with my raps. Your girl is a freak, sensed it from her accent. I witnessed it in fact. Got dimples on her ass and pimples on her back. I promise not to tell, but your songs are really wag, and so I had to act. I'm an alien by birth. My green card reads born hella far from Earth, and often wants to curse. Fuck it, I'm a star. I used to be a star until I got darker and tore matter apart. Knock knock, who's there? Interrupting fart. Interrupting fart who? Funny, ha ha, did he play the saxophone or what? Nah, that's what's up, thanks for clearing it up.
Yeah. I'm an alien abducted, not known to trust it. Volcanoes erupted, molars versus cutters. Human mass disguise, those that actually function. If we're all gonna die, I would already say something. I'm an alien abducted, not known to trust it. Volcanoes erupted, molars versus cutters. Human mass disguise, those that actually function. If we're all gonna die, I would already say something.
Versus cuspids, fiancés versus husbands, garlic versus onions, was versus bunions, munchos versus funions, deer versus hunters, ones versus hundreds, one versus bunches, doing the whole verse versus punches, facts versus hunches, straight backs versus hunches, dinners versus lunches, letters versus numbers, sit-ups versus crunches, dragons versus dungeons, Pringles versus sunships, high atop the clouds of spaceships stumbled where the sun sits, an alien race that couldn't stomach sun-kissed, and everybody tongue-kissed, as they thought clouds were caves, they thought they stay and go spelunking, who couldn't spell, and so they started flunking, at which point they said such and such, decided that for lunch they'd have some dumplings, their stomachs had been grumbling, and right after the meal they kept it real instead of fronting, which they found to be well and good, back to the hood to watch some Goodwill Hunting.
I'm an alien abducted, not known to trust it. Volcanoes erupted, molars versus cusses. Human mass disguise, those that actually function. If we're all gonna die, I would already say something. I'm an alien abducted, not known to trust it. Volcanoes erupted, molars versus cusses. Human mass disguise, those that actually function. If we're all gonna die, I would already say something.
I murder children, pets, goats, cows, yo, whatever. It's like an Arizona killing spree, but so much better. Apocalyptic visions, love it when they try to run. Giant laser set to stun, space invasion, here we come. And I've got buckets of organs up in my Brooklyn loft. The smell was getting hella gnarly, made my landlord cough. But when he called the cops, I said, wait, hold up, stop. You know when Lars attacks, you'd better bring a mop. Your planet makes me angry, so I wave my guns around. I'm hiding in the sewers, cause I'm headed underground. You see me eating human flesh, admit it's really crazy. I'll torture you on camera, bloody scenes like Scorsese. And let's be honest, I promise I'd be in and out. Guess what, I'm here to stay, I'm not about to bounce. I'm breeding with your species, making all the women scream. I plant the seed inside, it's like an awful dream. They try to cut the fetus, but I'm gone, it starts to grow. It eats the uterus, I love the way it kills them slow. She's bleeding in the bathroom, but the baby's cute and bloody. Heart Martian, part iguana, heart monkey, super cuddly. You know you've never seen an alien like me. I might be twice as likely to delight the excite. The cults disrupt your whole society. They come to die with me, drinking poison wine with me. So Earth people, run to the hills, run to the mountains, or you will all be killed. Run to the places that keep you safe at night. Run for survival, run for your life. After everyone was killed, left your planet, went to ours. Sam and Kosha deals and laws, so we came from very far away. And I'm an alien abducted by the game. Look at the spaceship window, cause the view from here's insane.
I'm an alien abducted, not known to trust it. Volcanoes erupted, molars versus custards. Human mass disguise, those that actually function. If we're all gonna die, I would already say something. I'm an alien abducted, not known to trust it. Volcanoes
erupted. Molars versus cusps. Human masses, consoles that actually function. If we're all gonna die, God would already say something.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. It's about time for that roll call. As always, make sure you log into DubCNN.com. I imagine this is how you got there when you went through DubCNN.com, the portal to get you to this show. The DubCNN radio networks, you have DubCNN radio. You also have Homegrown Radio, so make sure you check those out. Keep sure, up to date on when those go live and when those hit the screen. You can hit us up always. You can Google us, Microphone Masters Radio Show, and it'll pop up. You can also email the show at MikeMastersRadio@gmail.com, and you can follow us on Twitter at MikeMastersRadio as well. So make sure you do that. So real quick, we're gonna get into, because we've had a full show, so we enjoyed it. I want to go into a couple other songs, and we're gonna come back and wrap it up, Mr. Blaze Rock. Soul for Sale by a gentleman by the name of Hassan Mackey. And then also Standout by Awar featuring Joe Budden, one of your MCs that you really like. So we're going to get into that and come right back. This is Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com.
You see it living, breathing, talking, teaching, loving, speaking. Everybody's got soul, everybody's got it. You hear it kicking, screaming, stealing, dealing, robbing, thieving. Everybody's got soul, everybody's got soul.
Never really told me she hold me, she's so inconsiderate. A bullshit, a supreme, a soul so deliberate on getting that cash. Say she really need it bad in the mall, buying bags worth a grand and a half. Thumb it in a bag of rocks, but all that's a pass. When she gives you a glance, then she offers you a pass. I mean, offers you to ask. She comes with a price so high, she can make you feel hung from your life. Eat a little something, make you run for your life. Sling you from a Benz on the block to a bike. On the block, eyes locked on your ice like, oh. I'm really in the man who do it big like you. Money in the stash, nice crib like you. I'ma need all that, and my man do too. So don't panic when that van with a minute pulls through. And his goons jump out and put their hands on you.
You see it living, breathing, talking, teaching, loving, speaking. Everybody's got soul, everybody's got it. You hear it kicking, screaming, stealing, dealing, robbing, thieving. Everybody's got soul, everybody's got soul.
Never really told me, she hold me, she's so destructive. Substance seductive, a soul corrupted. A high I gotta have based on lies of the past. I'm exposed to a world selling soul for substance with no wine in the glass. Just strips full of jits with two nines in their hands going broke from busting. I try and play it off like I don't notice nothing. Caught between my serene scenes of soul corruption. Pressure heavy overhead. My desires trying to leaven over bread, but ain't enough for what I need to keep me fed coming. Stuck in between the means leads to an end. Of me dancing with the devil being led through pretend to a spot where the shots come grazing with them, but I refuse to let this be the last of my steps. Got palms full of prayer, eyeballs of regret. Walking through the gates of hell, trying not to break a sweat.
You see it living, breathing, talking, teaching, loving, speaking. Everybody's got soul, everybody's got it. You hear it kicking, screaming, stealing, dealing, robbing, thieving. Everybody's got soul, everybody's got soul.
Everybody's got it. Yeah. Everybody's got it. Everybody's got it. Everybody's got it.
You see it living, breathing, talking, teaching, loving, speaking. Everybody's got soul, everybody's got it. You hear it kicking, screaming, stealing, dealing, robbing, thieving. Everybody's got soul, everybody's got soul.
I'm the game's salvation, salutation. Solidify my spot, cement the foundation. You ain't
got lockjaw that's fabricated. It's really rock saw, scale ain't calibrated. Tight versus light work, 21 grams. Heavy buzz fam, I need a re-up on rubber bands. Son of Sam, I'm sinning, touching grand. You live on your knees, I stand up like a man. You about publicity, I'll be pleased to bury you. And we ain't scared of your weak ass character. Yellow tape the scene, clear the area. These off-brand rappers and they reefer carriers. Keep the Phillies filled when I kill these bills. Your pussy footing around, no Achilles heel. I'm gone with the wind, but the frauds are out. I'm a Vonnegut shit, A-War, slaughterhouse. Don't do me a solid, I spit on a handout. Distribute the product, you heard, I'm the man now. The gift was given, we in demand now. I never fit in, always been a standout. Don't do me a solid, I spit on a handout. Distribute the product, you heard, I'm the man now. The gift was given, we in demand now. I never fit in, always been a standout.
Let me introduce us, we are hell. Your life said it, get TRL. I pull out that all-terrain flow. Meaning any nigga y'all decide to put over, I ride over or override. I'm in overdrive, shit is crucial. Your best to stay neutral or no ski mask, no disguise. That's when I get conceited, the nose in the sky. I mean, your bars about a phantom, they not real, they phantom. And since bullshit's an anthem, I take the acting tough.
As what?
It's rapping stuff, cause now you stuttering, talking about what happened was. You colorblind, outfit ain't matching up. Gotta call Jeff Campbell and patch him up. Joe's at it, serving the dope addicts. Close casket for the beat, toe tagging.
Don't do me a solid, I spit on a handout. Distribute the product, you heard, I'm the man now. The gift was given, we in demand now. I never fit in, always been a standout. Don't do me a solid, I spit on a handout. Distribute the product, you heard, I'm the man now. The gift was given, we in demand now. I never fit in, always been a standout. I don't relate to them, don't identify. The whips is rented, only time to enterprise. Aside from your kids, skin, hair, and teeth, you and I don't share any similarities. I'm self-invested, you quick to forfeit bucks. The rich corporate thugs extorting us. I'm self-made, self-centered, self-guided, self-driven. I call myself the pilot. New altitudes, presidential suite is private. Your choke artist should give yourself the Heimlich. Still slinging crack, dog, look, it's over. I ain't trying to bring it back, I'm trying to push it forward. Anyone opposes, I slash your tires at the wheels flying off the axle. Guns and Roses, catch some type of feeling. Fuck your raps, and keep ice grilling till your mug gets stuck like that. Don't do me a solid, I spit on a handout. Distribute the product, you heard, I'm the man now. The gift was given, we in demand now. I never fit in, always been a standout. Don't do me a solid, I spit on a handout. Distribute the product, you heard, I'm the man now. The gift was given, we in demand now. I never fit in, always been a standout.
You are listening to Microphone Masters Radio Show on DubCNN.com. A little peek behind the scenes. Blaze and I are real giddy about a couple of the tricks and things that we've been able to roll out this episode, so we're looking forward to doing that much more in the future, man. So what you got planned? You gonna be grilling, man? What you gonna do?
I don't know yet. Straight up? No, I don't know yet. No, I don't know yet, but I do know right now it's 117 degrees.
Is so it 117? I didn't even look out.
It's 117. And for a minute I was thinking, you know, after the show, I might go see Transformers or, you know, maybe go get something to eat or something like that. And, you know, I looked at the weather and right. I said to myself, yeah, how about no? I won't be going there. It's crazy, dude, but I haven't decided what I want to do. I'm hoping to maybe, you know, I might go to my mom's. My mom likes to grill and cook and all this other good stuff, so. I don't know. I do know that I have softball practice at some point. So, I may end up going out twice. But other than that, man, I'm just enjoying the time off. Anything still?
Indeed. And I want to say, this week I have to give myself a pat on the back because ain't nobody else going to do it. I've started running the last week and a half. I was running. So I'm not on some long distance stuff, but I am on some trying to run so I can – so I can participate with my boy Blaze Rock in basketball. So I'm trying to get to that point where I can run up and down the court at least three times before I gotta tap out.
Be like, yo, I need a sub, son.
So we're gonna check y'all next on the next episode of Microphone Masters Radio Show. Make sure you check in to dubcnn.com. We hope you enjoyed it. We'd enjoyed it. So for on behalf of Blaze Rock, I'm Jay Love. We'll see y'all next time. Are you
kidding? Peace, suckers.